retrogrades that will be happening in 2019 and what astrologists believe the effects will be. So the first retrograde will be taking place in March, and the second in July, and the third in November. So basically I'll just talk about how all of those are going to work. So the first one in March is going to be located in Pisces. So first let me just explain that a Mercury retrograde is when Mercury appears to be moving backwards, and why this is a big thing in astrology is because the planet Mercury rules communication. So it's as if communications will be backwards and stuff, but it also changes due to which placement it is in. So the first one is in Pisces, and what happens when a retrograde is in Pisces is that thinking and daydreaming will be pretty disorganized. You'll just be in like a foggy state of mind. Mainly this is going to affect Gemini and Virgo, obviously, because that is their planet, and whenever Mercury goes into retrograde, it will always affect them the most. But also any water sign will be affected because they have similar traits with Pisces. Obviously, Pisces will be affected as well. Okay, the next one will be in Leo. Basically, when a Mercury retrograde happens in Leo, you're not supposed to do anything really big or really risky, and don't do anything new. Also, Leo kind of controls the ego, so you gotta really watch out and make sure you're checking your ego, and make sure that when you're speaking to your friends, it's very calm and collected, because it becomes more aggressive during this time. And that one will be in July. And then the next one in Scorpio will be in November. And so what happens in Scorpio is kind of all common sense is thrown out the window, and nothing works like you think so, like not necessarily in a negative way, but just everything kind of goes everywhere. Don't really share any secrets during this time, and your emotions will just be pretty out there and just not really controlled during this time. So I'd say that the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio is going to be the toughest one of the year, but there's typically always three retrogrades in the year, so it's nothing unusual. You just have to be prepared and know how to act during this time. Okay, now I can't figure out how to add on to my last video because I just read the instructions and I'm supposed to interview another person or something and add a sound effect. So I'm just making another recording and seeing if they're going to connect and if that's going to work. So let's see. I don't know how to find sound effects. Do I add them after? I don't know how this works. I found the sound effects, and I clicked add, but I don't know where it went. I assume it just went to one of the random recording things I just made, but also, it says, like, these mini recordings are all in one episode, and I don't know if that means, like, they're in the same video, or, like, I don't know how this works. This is really confusing. Also, for my, like, have another person on here, I don't have anyone to put on here, so I'm going to just play a video of someone talking. What I'm about to play is called Late Night Astrology with the Leo King. I've never watched this before, so I hope it's good.
What is going on, everybody? It is David Palmer, the Leo King, and guess what day it is? It is the night of the winter or summer solstice, wherever you're at on the planet. December 20th into the 21st of 2016. Now, I am in the Los Angeles Pacific time zone, so this solstice is happening right as we enter December 21st, like literally as right as we're coming in. I'm literally talking right before this solstice happens. But tonight, a lot of people reached out to me about this Mercury retrograde. So I want to be live in the chat with people to talk about their questions about this Mercury retrograde. There's a lot surrounding this Mercury retrograde that has been very powerful over the last couple days. So I want to do a little bit of an observational energy and how it's affecting people and how it's...
export it without publishing it, which is really annoying, but hopefully I can figure it out.